Big announcement today as we welcome Lee Hampton from Jackson College, but not for long. How you doing, Lee?
Doing absolutely wonderful. Greg O'Connor.
Lee has been at Jackson College for 15 years?
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
Yep.
So you're making a move. Tell our listeners what's happening.
Actually, on campus, 19 total. My 19th year at JC.
Okay.
Was in a partnership with Spring Arbor University, recruiting students of color to go into higher ed. 2 years at JC,
right.
2 years at Spring Arbor. And then 3 years later, I transitioned over to JC. I'm in my 16th year at Jackson College. And I will be transitioning from the college. My last official day is tomorrow.
Wow.
Yes, sir. I'll be transitioning to pastor the Church of God in Jackson, which my father had been over for almost 60 years in the community. I've been doing both for the last 3 years. But after prayer, reflection, and counsel, we decided to make that transition now, to focus on that as well as my family and the community. We got some big plans for the community as well.
Is this a calling, Lee?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And honestly, working at JC has been a calling as well.
Yeah.
We felt that that perch, that platform to really shine the light on the campus, touching lives. We've been very fortunate, very blessed to be able to have done that on the campus for the last couple of decades almost. And now we feel a calling of God to transition to the church full time, and we'll be focusing on education initiatives as well as criminal justice reform, just using that platform to do some of the work I've been doing. I'm still be partnering with Jeff Beal. We've been talking the last several days with, as well as Dan Phelan, the president. We're still going to be collaborating on educational endeavors, but the main focus will be the flock. The main focus will be prayer and focusing on sermon prep and visiting the sick, marrying, counseling, jail initiatives as far as spiritual. The spiritual community of Jackson also needs, you know, support, and we're willing to do that.
A lot of work to do, right?
A lot of work. Actually, I got an idea for you and I. I'll be talking to you about that as well.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We partnered before, and we've done some great things, and I think that some encouraging,
yep,
moral, uplifting things the community can also receive.
Talk about what have been the highlights of your career at Jackson College. I know you've accomplished a lot there.
Right. Well, when you're working in the higher education field, nothing is done individually. Those that work in education know it really does take a collaborative effort, starting with the Board of Trustees, Trustee Sam Barnes, and as well as actually Charles Anderson was a trustee. He was the one that really spotted me, saw me, and him and his wife, Pat Anderson, began to pull me in, invest in me, coach me, counsel me, helping me to know how to conduct myself in certain venues, how to begin relationships, how to forge those relationships and leverage those relationships to accomplish goals that would benefit the community. And he was on the board at the time. And then others, especially with President Phelan's vision and commitment. And then on campus with the leadership as well as partners, we've been able to do quite a bit. A lot of work still to be done, but some of the things was building the Multicultural Center. You know, we were the only community college in Michigan that actually built a multicultural center. So the students have actually a place to go to where they feel accepted, they feel valued, they feel, wow, I'm here. And then they can branch from there to engage the community on the campus at large. So Woody Wilson was a faculty member. We partnered with him. He was willing to fund it. And then we were able to partner and then bring in Kelly Crum to oversee it and Antoine Breedlove. And, you know, that was a major career accomplishment because up until that point, nothing on Jackson College campus, as far as physical, was named after a person of color. You know, all the buildings and the spaces. So that meant a lot to me to actually have a place where students can see this is named after this man. This man looked like me. So that was a big one.
Diversity wasn't, it was always an issue, but you brought that to the forefront when you arrived at Jackson College.
Yeah, so you go back to Dr. Ethelene Crockett. You know, she was at JC back in the 30s as a student making her way. And then Tony Dungy's father Harold Dungy. He was there. Wilbur Dungy, I'm sorry. Harold was his brother. Wilbur Dungy, he did a great job. And then you have Lauren Sanders. You had Lavelle Holmes. You had Woodrow Wilson. He was probably the longest tenured, over 40 years, really carrying the load. And then you had Tyrone Wilson, Flamingo Brown, Cam Hirth, and then myself. So I stood on the shoulders of greatness, but we were able to further the ball down the field a little bit further.
But you really brought, well, you brought the Juneteenth event. I don't think many people knew what Juneteenth was until you highlighted it, I think, here on this show.
Right. I will
miss all the MLK activities out at the college.
Yes, sir. We were able to, once again, partner with others to make Juneteenth. Now is we had strategic partners in the community that are really making Juneteenth one of the premier events in Jackson. Like you said, a few years ago, you didn't even know what it was, you know. But also the MLK event, you know, now we probably have one of the biggest events in the community because the college have so supported MLK. I mean, it's 500 to 1,000 people in the gymnasium. Kari Willis spoke, you know, in the gymnasium. Also, Dawn, the Olympian, Dawn, I forgot her name, but we've had Dr. Judge Mathis. You can keep going on and on and on.
Yeah.
Maya Angelou's grandson, Malcolm X's daughter. I mean, just so many things have been accomplished as a community have supported us at such a high level.
Will that continue?
Absolutely. We're hoping that, and we believe that the college will continue the support of it, of the diversity work at JC. Their support and their commitment is robust. You know, and we'll still be right here in the community, right here touching base with them when we need to collaborate on something, or if they need my insight on something. I told President Phelan I'll be right here. So we look forward to continuing the work, but just from a different perch.
Tell us a little bit about your church and the background of the church.
Well, the church is the Church of God in Jackson, right by Regal Tire on South Street, right there by Ellisher Park. And my father, for 60 years, you know, he's really just kept growing it. It was a small church on High Street. You know, it set maybe, 40, 50 people. And we had probably about a dozen members. But now we have facilities can seat up to 800 full services on Sunday morning as well as Wednesday. Youth group is really growing. So the church is here in the community to serve the community. They partner with Judge Britton, Judge McBain, Judge Wilson, you name a judge, Judge Phillips, Judge Mazur, you name a judge in Jackson the last 40 or 50 years. You know, the church has collaborated to figure out ways we can get young men that may have found themselves and women in trouble. How do we get them out of jail, out of the system, productive members of society? And we have a plethora of individuals that are in the church, have come out of prison or in the system, and now they own their own businesses, building their own homes, hiring other people, you know. So the church has really done that work, as well as with the inner city community, as well as the suburbs. I was out the other day, and Isel Jackson, a realtor, what was his name? He has the Bill White, you know Bill.
Yeah.
He stops me and says that I was going through something in my marriage, and I looked in a phone book for a church that could help counsel me. He says, I stopped over and met with your father, and your father counseled me, prayed with me, and spared me. You know, and that thing, also the city attorney, Jules, was dealing with something very, very serious downtown, and they called him. He went downtown, went up in the county building, sat there and talked with him, and was able to counsel him through his ordeals. And the same thing, we're going to be able to especially work with the young people. We want to partner with Educate. We have a huge facility, so we're going to be able to partner with education to really move the needle to more students getting skilled trades as well as college degrees in Jackson. So we're very excited about that as well.
So you work with schools?
Absolutely. Yep. Jeff, Bill, and I have already talked about strategizing. How can we leverage? We'll be working with John Willis and Tone Parker at the King Center, utilizing that space as well. Our goal is to use a lot of the skills that we've developed, you know, in the last 20 years on that phase of my career in this new phase. So I'll still be in Jackson, still be on your show, still be very visible, but just from a different perch.
Well, we met up in Mount Pleasant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
See, I heard of the great Lee Hampton, the Dunk Fest over at Bloomfield.
Absolutely.
But we finally met up in Mount Pleasant, and that was Lee. You were a good player and classy.
Wow. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, one of the highlights of my career at Central Michigan was the fact that I had a hometown guy that was calling our games. Greg, just that meant so much. We were going to arena, and I'm sitting there, Bonzi Wells or Antonio Daniels, and David Falk is in the stands, and Joe Dumars is there. Nate Hoffman is being recruited by the L.A. Clippers, and we're sitting there, and we look over, and Greg O'Connor is calling the games. That meant so much. And Jackson is very fortunate to have your father, of course, TOC, and you following that legacy. So that was a highlight of my career as well, to have you calling our games at Central Michigan.
So tomorrow's your last day at Jackson College?
Tomorrow's the last day. We have a going-away Zoom because of COVID. Mm-hmm. It's a going-away Zoom. So a lot of the Men of Merit, you know, we were very fortunate with Men of Merit as well, partnering with Amy Gamble and Cindy Allen had gone to a conference and saw a Black Male Mentoring Initiative. And then we had just had the Black Male Summit. So we had these ideas, and we collaborated, partnered with Amy, and began Men of Merit and Sisters of Strength. A lot of them will be on the Zoom tomorrow just saying goodbye and wishing me well. So we're excited about that. And, Greg, we've been able to go to HBCUs. You know, every year we take about 50 Jacksonians to see HBCUs and to the White House. We've been there. We've been to Congress, been to Wall Street on the top floor of one of the firms there. They hosted us. So we've done a lot of things, and we're so fortunate. Our career has been really, I think it was Einstein who said, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I really never have had to work.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So hopefully you keep up the good work, right?
Absolutely. With your support, as well as all those we've developed a relationship with, Jackson's best days are ahead. And I want to be a part of that to do my little bit to let my light shine.
So we'll still have a radio.
We're going to still connect. We started the Jackson College radio show. Remember that?
We did.
Absolutely. That was one of the, you know, career moments. And I got some ideas. We'll still collaborate.
I wonder if Dan Phelan remembers that.
Absolutely, man. Dan's a big fan of yours, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, good luck to you.
I really appreciate you, Greg. And I mean this from the heart. You've been a major supporter of my career. And I'm very fortunate. You don't know how many times I go into a place in the community and they'll say, I heard you on the radio, Lee. And Greg, every time I've had an event, you allowed me to come on the show, highlight it, you cut out excerpts, played it all throughout the week, and it caused our tickets to go through the roof, as well as our initiatives to receive greater respect and support. And Greg, for that, I say thank you for supporting my career, my friend.
Thank you. Good luck.
Take care.
Lee Hampton.